We would like to speak to you about the transfer of meaning to the moment in which you are living. There are some very tempting things to do, but they are not things that are good for you. There is a temptation to go ahead in your life, to move forward, to try to manage or even predict what not only what should be going on, but how you should be. And we would love for you to give that up, because never has there been a time that does not lend itself to that kind of movement. When you hear all of the, what would we say, the tendencies to say plan ahead, see your future, there has been a time for that. This is not the time for that. The energy is not supporting that now. Now, in the moment, in the day that you are in, certainly you can choose things that you love, that you want to build up, that you want to have energy around, and you can do things that are like you, that will round out your life in the way that will make you happy. But this pressing forward to the future, if you watch your own body when you do that, we believe you will find that your body tenses and it becomes sometimes even uncomfortable. And the reason for that is this is not the time for that movement. There may be a time for more of that movement later, but for the moment, pull your power into the present moment. And in that present moment, check with yourself to make sure of three things. One, that you love who you are in the moment you are in. That you do the things for yourself that have to do with who you are and what you love. And that you are connected to the universe so that there is always energy for the fulfillment of your own life in the moment, in the day, and to know that not only are you enough, but that is enough. When you have rounded the day to the best of your ability to who you are, then you have done a spiritual thing. And moving forward, if you can keep that in mind, and we want to pay attention to which of those things we are likely to skip over. And we can tell you now that the thing you are likely to skip over is the love for yourself. You are much more likely to set yourself a task, which is good, to do the right things for yourself and your life. And even to connect spiritually, you're likely to do those. But you are also very likely to skip the part where you establish a loving relationship with you. Now, there are reasons for that. We think you understand many of them. Patriarchally, that would not be something assigned to a woman. She would not be expected to establish a relationship with anyone and someone she is serving or someone she is supporting or someone who is supporting her. But this relationship and a loving one with yourself is primary. When that is in place, you are going to be so much wiser than you have ever been. You are not going to become selfish. We know that is also patriarchal fear. If you love yourself, then you are selfish and you are self-centered. But the irony of it is, the more love you are able to generate for yourself, the more love you are able to let move through you and serve the world around you. We're going to say that again. The more energy you are able to let move through you and go to serve the energy around you. Now, we believe often heard that phrase, that love loves through you. And it does. So by allowing the universe to send you love and use that love first for you, to feel that love for you, to know that that exists and that it is pouring into you. You have only to open to it and then to accept that yourself, that you are loved for good reason. And you are lovable for good reason. It is your birthright. You are the creation of a loving mother and father. And we want that to be primary in your life. So if we said to you, first love you, then put away anything you might think about that, that sounds negative, or that sounds small or self-centered. That is actually a very large thing to do. And love loving through you is really helped by that. That when there is someone out here who needs love, you've got two choices, really. One is you go into your own central holder of love, the love that is intended for you, that is intended to be there all the time, and you pull from that to send that out to love someone else. That is choice one. We are becoming exhausted just thinking about that one. The second one is to open to the universe that has an endless supply of love. Draw it into your own center. And then feel, in essence, what is the excess flowing out to whoever needs that love. If you have experienced anything about the love of the universe, you will know that that is more than enough. That love loving through you is more powerful than anything you could do if you were robbing yourself of that, to send it out to someone. So this balancing is something that we want to be very careful about. Stopping to let the universe fill you so that love can love through you does not diminish your own supply of love, does not take away from you what you need for your own life and your own path. Filling and letting love love through you, you will find is a more powerful gift than robbing yourself of something and sacrificially loving someone else. We're going to say that word once more, and then we hope you will all erase it from your programs. Sacrificially loving is not a necessary component of strong loving. Letting love love through you is the most powerful thing that you can do. When you resist this and you find yourself depleted, as you will if you use that primary source of love that is intended to stay with you all the time, then there are two things to watch for. One is there may be something in you that tells you that because you are depleted, you have done a good thing. And the other thing, which is simply an error, is that by depleting yourself, you have really successfully filled someone else. Well, not really. And even if it is for a moment, it is not for long. The love that the universe is a much more powerful and longer lasting love. So if we can move away from this idea that there is virtue in that kind of exhausted sacrifice, please let us put that away that was never intended for you, but certainly it was presented to you, taught to you, and imposed on you. So now let us move away from that. We all know how well that has not worked. We all know how well that has not worked. The central supply of love that you keep full and with yourself all the time is several things. One of the things that it is protective. When you are holding love for yourself, if you are encountering situations where love is not available for whatever the reason, then you are not destroyed, because that central place in you is full. You allow the universe to keep it full. You hold it for yourself. And it is the healthiest thing you can do on many levels. It is also, you have often talked, and we will no doubt talk about it again, about self-respect. There is no way to hold self-respect if you do not hold that energy for yourself. That, with your sacrificial giving, self-respect is going to flow out with it. And we do not want that to happen. It is not a good way to walk in the world. So keeping that in mind, and then another thing in mind, you then do not need to try to impress anyone. You do not need to try to compete with anyone. You do not need to change your shape to please anyone, because that primary well is full. So whatever is going on around you, that is your protection. Now, do we fall into these traps? Of course we do. We have egos, we have those moments, but we do want to watch them and say, am I competing for something because I don't think I have it already? Because I have it already. So do I need to fight you for it? I do not need to fight you for it. I am full. I am fine. And if you have ever fallen into the trap, and you are human, so you have, of fighting for someone, whether you win or lose, you feel bad. Neither one of those things gives you a victory that will strengthen you or take you for a long time through your life. There may be a momentary something, but it is very hollow at the end. You must know that you do not need to fight for what you already have. You do not need to fight for what you already have. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in the peace. Exhale fear. Feel a rain falling and let the rain wash away the world and the cares and the worries that may have caught in our field. Feel the rain and feel the release. Let the rain take away anything it touches, all around your body. Feel the rain fall into your crown and begin to move down to wash each chakra center so that it is free of what might inhibit it. Feel the rain open your crown and wash your third eye and clear your throat center and rain in your heart center to nurture the beauty there. Feel the rain fall in your solar plexus so that it can displace any of the emotions you do not wish to carry. Feel the rain fall into your second center to move any judgment or shame that might be in your life out of your body, away. And feel the rain fall on your root. And let that rain wash away any confusion that you may be experiencing about building your life in the way that you want to build it so that it matches who you are. And let the root now intuitively begin to form what you need at that center to support you and the life you are in and the life you want to lead. Bring your attention into your heart center. And see the beauty in the garden in your heart. See what is growing there. What shines there. Find the water in your heart center and drink it to refresh your spirit. And as you look around your heart center, see that a path lights and calls you. And walk to that path, step on the path, and relax because the path is taking you upward. There is no effort. And the air is full of blessings, and every breath fills you with the things that you need the most. And you move upward, gently, easily, no effort. And you come to a cliff. And the cliff is the place where faith lives. And you walk to the edge of the cliff. And you know that wherever you go here, you are protected and you will be taken to the right place. And if you wish to do so, step off of the cliff and let faith catch you, take you, and place you where you need to be. If you do not wish to do that, stand on the cliff and know that you can come back again and that faith will still be here for you. Make whichever choice you want to make. Now faith returns you to the path, and the path takes you and begins to move up again. And come to the place of fullness. And when you are here, know that you only have to open the crown and ask for energy. And the universe will provide it in such abundance. And ask for the fullness now. And let it come completely through you. And feel it extend past you, so that you are full and your field is full as well. Now come to the path and let it take you to the place of the gift. Rest your mind. Know the gift. When you've known the gift, come to the path again. And begin to walk down the path, still knowing that the air is full of blessings and no work or effort is required. Walk down the path and come to the center of your heart again. Begin to breathe, to balance, and to ground. When you've grounded in your heart, open your eyes.